Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today's passage is Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. And the Lord said, because this people draw near me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. Let's think about what God's word is reminding us through the prophet. So we can sing beautiful worship songs with beautiful harmony, with hearts far from God. We can stand attentively during the reading of Scripture. We can say the Lord's Prayer in beautiful unison with hearts far from God. We can recite the amazing truths of the Apostles' Creed. We can give our money to the church, even lots of it, with hearts far from God. We can take communion, the bread and the cup, with our minds on something other than the great sacrifice of Jesus. We can attend church every weekend, motivated by guilt instead of worship. We can serve the poor with hearts far from God. We can take care of the widow and orphans out of obligation instead of spiritual service. We can read the Bible every day only to check off our daily reading assignment. We can say our prayers while our mind is wandering far from God. God's never impressed with people who come near him only to impress others. God's not impressed with the recitation of mindless liturgy. God's not impressed when our worship is based on a set of traditions and rules that allow words to come from our mouth while nothing comes from our heart. Saying prayers, singing songs, reciting creeds is not worship if our heart is disengaged. Jesus said, the true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Are you the kind of worshiper the Father is looking for? Father, help us be the kind of worshipers that seek you. Don't allow my words to be disconnected from my heart. Don't allow me to go through just religious motions. Please keep my worship fresh and my heart engaged. I pray those things in Jesus' name. Amen.